Welcome to Random Thoughts. I'm Aureus DOWG. I'm so tired. You know, I'm only doing this today because I did promise you by midweek, because a lot of you have been missing it, been emailing me, commenting, leaving me voice messages. When's the next Random Thoughts? So, though I've been really tied up and busy with my new album, Rebel Man, to be on iTunes next week. Pretty proud of that album. Just gotta check it out. I'm very tired, but promise is a promise, though. Stop complaining and be a man, right? Man up, man up. All right. So today I'm gonna talk about things that really just irritates the crap out of me. Many things, but I'll just mention a few of them. Like, let's see here. Have you ever had like two friends and they just don't like each other, and it's almost like you like them both, and it's impossible to invite them over to chill and hang together because it's just gonna be a conflict? It's just really irritating, puts you in a bad position because, you know, you don't want to choose one over the other, although there are some exceptions. Like for me, I definitely, you know, one of them is that's my boy, my right hand. The other one, I mean, we have the same political views, but that's where everything else, there's nothing there. You don't want to hear me complain about that, but I just hate that. I like when all friends just get along, basically. Don't want to sound like Rodney King. Can't we all just get along? I'm not trying to sound like that or anything, but you know what I'm saying. You know, keep the peace. But eventually what happens, especially if one of the friends keep talking and bashing the other, it's guaranteed that most likely that friend, I will end that relationship, because I don't like people talking about my friends. It's like how, you know, like how they say, you could talk about your family, but no one else can. The same I feel about my friends. I could talk about my friend to my friends, but no one else could talk bad about them. That's just how it is. So you'll be bitch slap, you know what I'm saying? Talk about my friend like that. That's how I am, you feel me? Yay! I'm just bugging. I'm so freaking tired. Dag. You know another thing that really drives me insane? I don't eat fast food that much. But let's say I'm driving down the street and I just have a craving for Wendy's fries. They're so delicious but salty and bad for me because I have high blood pressure. But anyway, I'll stop in there, get some fries, and I'll ask them, I'll say, I want a bacon and cheeseburger with no mayo, you know, no pickles, no onions. And so I'll order it, and like 2 or 3 miles down the road, after eating my fries, I open the burger, and what's on there? Pickles, onion, and mustard. Like, steam comes off my ears. I get so irritated. I just want to go back and just slap them with the burger. But you know what they say, you can't talk bad to the people who make you food. They'll spit on it. So you gotta be careful. Like, I had this one friend back in the day. I can't believe she even told me this. It's freaking disgusting, folks. You're not gonna want to eat in another restaurant when I tell you what she did. I guess she said that the customers were really just being pain. They wanted hot coffee, they were saying it's not hot enough, and all this stuff. So she took the coffee, went in back, and she said she hawked up the greenest loogie she can from the bottom of her soul. Then she spit in there, stirred it up real good, put it in the microwave, made the cup super hot, and she brought it back on a platter and said, here you go, with a big smile on her face. That's freaking disgusting. She found that to be funny. I didn't find it to be funny at all. I think that's freaking nasty. That's disgusting. I'm not friends with her anymore. I mean, who knows, if we were friends and I went to her house and I did something that made her mad, she might loogie my food or whatever. Disgusting. Unbelievable. So, yeah, you gotta be careful about the people who make your food, especially in a restaurant, because you can't see them back there. You don't know what they're doing. Unless it's those Chinese restaurants and Japanese, when they cook the food in front of you and stuff, then that's a different story. But yeah, that really just irritates the crap out of me. But how about the people who go, you're driving down the highway, and you're supposed, you know how you have the fast lane, the middle lane, and the slow lane, so you'll pull over to the fast lane, and some idiot grandma or grandpa, or woman, sorry women drivers, driving 2 miles an hour, I'm like, get out of my way. What are you doing? Get out of there. It makes me get road rage. No, I'm just kidding. But I do hate that though. I mean, stay on the left side. I'm sorry, on the right side. Stay on the right side. Get out of my way. I want to go 100 miles an hour, which is against the law, by the way. Get out of my way. Let me go. You know, I just want to live free. All right. But anyway, that just irritates me. Irritates me. What else irritates me? There's so many things. But like I said, I'm so tired. It's hard to concentrate. What else irritates me? People who don't mind their own business. That really gets to me. Like, I'll be talking to someone, and out of the blue, they'll jump in my conversation like, yeah, you should listen to him. Like, excuse me? Will you get the F out of my conversation? Was I talking to you? Was I talking to you? You better get stepping before you get stepped on, biatch. You feeling me? Come on, stay out of my business. Did I tell you to put your nose in my business? Take that nose and stick it up your nose. Oh, wait, that doesn't make sense. Oh, well, you know what I mean. Stay out of my business. Shoo. Coming in my business telling me what I should or shouldn't do. And what about those people who, this really irritates me. Now, see, I'm not good at hiding my feelings. So if I don't like you, there's no way that I can hide it. It's just impossible. If I don't like you, you'll know it. I hate the people who will pretend that they like you, but they really dislike you, and they want to, you know, at the first opportunity they get, they will stab you in the back. I've worked with people in the past and present like that. Dude pretend like he likes me and everything. Oh, I like your music. Why, Mr. Cry? Why, Mr. Cry? And behind my back, he's a freaking loser. Say that stuff to my face. Bitch slap you. Huh? Bitch slap you. Say it to my face, nigga. What? Just don't get me angry. Like David Banner, you wouldn't like me when I'm angry. You would not like me when I'm angry. Because I can be nice, but I can be angry. Which do you choose? Which one do you choose? And how about them fat chicks who know you ain't want nothing to do with them, and they keep pursuing you even though you blow them off? Don't you hate that? It's like, stay away from me before you melt me with your weight. Stop it, don't discriminate. But no, for real, if I know someone don't like me, why am I gonna keep pursuing them? AKA Asians. Try to get with the women, they blow me off because Asians stick with Asians or Caucasians, and not many with African Americans, so what am I to do? I'm not gonna cry about it. But you wait until I become a millionaire. You just wait. You're gonna want me, huh? You're gonna want this big beat. Okay. TMI. Too much information. I am gonna leave you.